Jonah chapter 1. The Lord began to, I was studying a message in the book of Jonah for several weeks now about something else. I'm not going to preach that tonight. But when I began to pray, when Brother Jim asked me to preach tonight, I began to pray and ask the Lord what to preach or lay something upon my heart and for this service and this. I began to pray, Lord, you know what we need to hear. And he began to deal with me a message and just need the Lord's help. And I've been trying to pray about it, seek the Lord and study. And as Brother Jim was saying, I'm trying to do a lot more for the Lord. He's got me and just stirred up, trying to pray and seek the Lord and work for him. And it seems that lately I text Brother Jim the other day. I said, pray for me, brother. And then text him last night, said I just need some answers. And it seems like the harder I try, the more the devil fights. But I know it's going to be worth it after all. And I tell you, I've been trying to get ready for this weekend, and it seemed like the devil, and I'm not giving the devil any praise, I'm going somewhere with this, but it seemed like I was trying to get my mind on the Lord and try to get a hold of him, and it just the devil fighting in every direction and everything that he can fight. And this morning, trying to get to church and sick and in body, and this is, the devil fighting in every direction. But I'm glad that I'm serving one that's able to put the devil in his place. Come on now. I said, I'm glad that I'm serving one that's able to put the devil in his place. He don't have power over the one I serve. I said, he don't have power over the one that I serve. And I'm glad that I'm serving one that's able to help us and able to bring us through. No matter what, we can be overcomers. No matter what comes our way, we can be overcomers with Christ. And I appreciate the Lord. Book of Jonah chapter 1. Go down, stay right there at verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the son of Amittai, I don't know exactly how to say it, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it, for the wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, went down to Joppa, and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went into it, to go with them into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. And go down, or skip over to chapter 3, verse 1. Chapter 3, verse 1, Brother Bruce, can I get a little bit more monitor? And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go into Nineveh, the great city, and preach unto the preaching, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went into Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. Lord begin to deal with me on this, and when you begin to preach on the book of Jonah, a lot of people has wrote the book of Jonah out to be a fairy tale, and the Bible says that Jonah was swallowed up by a great fish, and we all have heard the stories ever since we was a small children about Jonah and the whale, and different ones has assumed that it's Jonah and the whale, but this story is so much greater than any fairy tale can be. This story is greater than anything that man can think of. And we read this story and we know it's the book of Jonah. But it's not really about Jonah. It's not really about the great fish. It's not really about the disobedience. But it's about the Lord giving another chance to Jonah. And that's what I believe that this book is really about. It is showing us that even though that Jonah has walked away, even though that Jonah has went in a different direction, there is forgiveness and that he can give us another chance. And I begin to pray and seek the Lord in this week. And ever since Brother Jim began to ask me to preach and begin to get a hold of the Lord, he began to deal with me on these scriptures and this the book of Jonah, and I begin to just think, there is another opportunity. If the Lord will help me, that's just the thought that's been going through my mind. There is another opportunity. We know that the word, the definition of opportunity is a chance, especially one that offers some kind of advantage. But we see that opportunity, there is another opportunity, there is another chance. And we begin to read in this book of Jonah and see that in Jonah chapter 1 in our text, as we begin to read, that we see that the word of the Lord came unto Jonah and began to say, arise and go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against their weakness. And but we see that Jonah decided that is not what he wanted to do. That Jonah had another thing on his mind. Jonah had it all figured out. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to run from the presence of God. What I'm going to do is not go to Nineveh, but I'm going down. I'm going to get in a ship. And I'm going in the opposite direction than what the Lord wants. And studying this out, as I believe, if I studied right, that Nineveh was in the exact opposite direction, or almost in the opposite direction of where Tarshish was. And we see that he has went in the exact opposite direction of what the Lord has instructed him to do. And we see that Jonah began to run from the Lord. He went down to the ship. He got on the ship. We know the story. Bible readers know the story of Jonah going and getting on the ship. And then the storms begin to blow. And the storm, the ship began to, the Bible says, that the ship felt like it was going to be broke apart. That it was going to be in verse 4, chapter 1 said, but the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. So it was a mighty storm. It was a great storm on that sea. It was a and it seemed like they was going to be taken down. It seemed like the storm was going to get bad and awful, and they was going to sink. So they began to cast lots and begin to figure out who's on the ship that's causing all this problem. And they began to come to Jonah, and Jonah said, yes, it's me. I have fled the direction. I have fled the Lord. I have run from him. And we know the storm. And we see that they finally, Jonah told him, said, cast me over the side of the ship. Throw me overboard. I'm the one that's causing all this. And we see that Jonah was thrown overboard. But then the life of Jonah really starts. The part of his disobedience. The one thing we have to understand, that we can do the opposite of what the Lord wants us to do. We have the choice. Hold on, just don't fall out with me yet. We have the choice. We can either follow after God, or we can do it our own way. But I can assure you that if you do it on your own, that there will be consequences. Come on now. I said, if you do it on your own, there will be consequences to it. He'll let you go on your own. He's not going to force you to serve him. He's not going to force you to do what he wants you to do. But there will be consequences to running from the presence of God. Let me tell you something, church. I have learned in my walk with the Lord that it's a lot easier that when we're praying about it and we feel the Lord beginning to work on us, and we feel like the Lord showing us what to do, and we look at it and we look at it and it looks so big and it looks so great, and say it's just easier to run. It's just easier to run away from it than do it. But I tell you, in my experience, and I know each and most of everyone in this place would tell you by experience, it's easier just to go ahead and go and do what the Lord asked you to do because of the consequences of disobedience, for the consequences of going into the wrong direction. I remember in my life, and I just want to preach it from my heart tonight. Lord, help me. I feel a lot better since I got in a pulpit before I got here. I begin to think about my life, and I've told several people that I felt that at 12 years old that I was called to preach. I'm not saying that I was fixing to preach at 12. I just knew the calling of preaching was on my life, and as my teenage
teenage years, I knew that if I surrendered all to the Lord, that I was going to have to preach. I knew that the calling was on my life. I knew that if I was going to do and I was going to live right and I was going to follow after the Lord, that I had to answer to the calling of preaching. And I run from it so hard. It took me further down. I let sin take me so far down. I let him take me into places and do things I never wished I would have done. It's made me have a past that bothers me from time to time, Brother Neil. Me and Brother Neil was talking the other night. I said, you know what? The devil brings up our past. I said, but when we pray about it and say, Lord, the devil keeps bringing up so and so. I said, the Lord don't even really know what we're talking about, because he's already forgave us. He's cast from the far as the east to the west. He don't have nothing. He don't remember it because it's already washed by the blood. But the devil brings up my past, and I wish that I never run from the Lord. But from 12 years old, almost 19 or 19 years old, I run just as hard as I could. I'd try to come back to church. I would kneel down on the pew, and I would pray and say, Lord, help me. Would just save my soul. But I would pray up to the same place every time, that I knew that the Lord had a calling upon my life. And I knew that to live right with the Lord, I was going to have to answer to that calling. Well, time after time, I'd come back and I'd go right back out and go further into sin and go further into the depths of sin. But I'm glad when I got 19 years old, I went to an old-fashioned altar and I prayed all the way through. It wasn't just a few days after that. The Lord began to deal with my heart and say, Josh, you know the calling on your life. You know what it's going to take. No, I didn't instantly turn to that calling. I had to pray about it. I fought with it for a few weeks there. And I finally decided, Lord, if it's really your will and you want me to preach and you're really calling me to the ministry, I said, Lord, give me a sign. And I put out a fleece, so to speak, before the Lord. And that just worked right out and everything fell into place. And he just double assured it that that's what he had to do in my life. And I tell you what, church, since 19 years old, I'm 27 years old now, and I've been serving the Lord. I've been preaching this gospel, and there's been hard times, there's been bad times, there's been times that I wish that I wondered where the Lord's at. But he always seen me through. I said he always seen me through. When I fell on my knees in the midnight hour, and I cried unto the Lord and said, Lord, where are you at? Lord, I've answered to your calling. Lord, I feel like I'm saved. Lord, I feel with the Holy Ghost. Lord, I've got sanctification on my life. But Lord, I feel like you're nowhere around. I tell you, he just walked out of nowhere. As Brother Jim was talking a while ago about that father, I just began to feel his presence and knew that he was right there with me. I tell you what, church, I won't take nothing from a journey now. I said I won't take nothing from a journey now. One day with the Lord, you have come too far. You have went too far with him to turn back. But I tell you, church, I've been fighting the devil this week, but I still wouldn't take nothing from a journey. I've been fighting the devil today. He's been wearing on my mind. He's been working on my body. But I still tell you, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now, because he's so great, he's so almighty, he's so powerful, he's omnipotent. I tell you what, he's a great God, and I wouldn't turn my back on him, because he never turned his back on me.
Come on now.
But Jonah fled from the presence of the Lord. Chapter 2, we begin to hear Jonah's writing. Jonah began to pray. Verse 1 said, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord, his God, out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction, unto the Lord, and he heard me out of the belly of hell, cried I, and thou hearest my voice. And we go on in these scriptures and see, for thou cast me into the deep in the midst of the seas. The floods compassed about me. All the billows and the waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight. Yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. The waters compassed about me even to the soul. And the depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountain, to the earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. You know, I could be wrong here, but when I was studying that this message, and I began to pray about these scriptures, I began to pray, Lord, show me how bad it was really to Jonah. And I began to read these scriptures, and I know I read a lot of scriptures here, but it just still, I don't believe, touched the surface. Words cannot even describe what really the depths that Jonah was in. That we know he was swallowed up by this great fish, and we know in the belly of that fish that Jonah began to pray. But we see in this chapter that Jonah began to talk about he was in the midst of the sea, that floods began to compass, that billows of wave passed over me. He was cast out of thy sight. The waters compassed even to the soul. The depth closed around about me. The weeds was wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottom of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. You know what I think? I think Jonah went down just as low as you could possibly go. He said in verse 2, he said, out of the belly of hell cried I. I tell you, church, I believe he was right there to the lowest point that he can be. In his disobedience, he decided, I'm going to run from God. I'm not going to do what the Lord wants me to do. I'm not going to follow him. I've got it all figured out. I'm going to run in my direction. I'm going to do it on my own. I'm going to do what I want to do. But when he went down into the fish's belly, it took him farther into depths than he never thought that he would have ever went. He's probably wishing in the belly of that fish, I just wish I would have went to Nineveh. I wish I could have just went and preached the word and done what God told me to do. But he's now into the depths that he never thought he would be at. Now he's right on in the verge. He's right into the pits of hell. He's right on the verge, I believe, of almost losing his life and almost losing his breath. And the seaweeds are wrapped around his head. The floods has overtaken him. He overtook his soul. I believe Jonah was right at the pits of hell. But he began to cry out. I said he began to cry out to the Lord. And we see the Lord begin to help him. And we know in the rest of the story that the Lord, the fish come up to land, and he vomited him out, and he cast Jonah out. Oh, let me tell you something, church. Sin, I said, sin will take you farther than you ever want to go. You made decisions in your life. You made bad decisions. Some may be good, but you made a lot of bad decisions lately, and it's took you further down than you ever thought you would go. You thought that you can work it out on your own. You thought everything was going to be okay. You thought that everything was going to just be just fine. That it was going to be your way or no way. And now you're into the pits of hell, so to speak. You're down as low as you can go. And you know you're crying and saying, Lord, I never thought I'd be here. Lord, I never thought I'd be in this situation. And Lord, I don't want to be here. Let me tell you what happened. Jonah began to cry out to the Lord. But there was another opportunity. He didn't cast Jonah out. He didn't throw him away. He didn't say, you done too bad. He didn't say, you disobeyed me, I don't love you anymore. But in chapter 3, in verse 1, he said, so the people of Nineveh heard a correction. And he said, the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time. There was another opportunity. There was another chance. I tell you what, tonight, church, it may be somebody under the sound of my voice that you've disobeyed for long enough. You run from God long enough. And you went down further than you ever thought you would go. But I tell you tonight, He'll come to you. He's offered you another opportunity. He's given you another chance. You to make it right.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. You said, Brother Josh, I went too far down. I went way too far. When I first started out this way, I thought that I could control everything. I thought that everything was going to be all right. That I was just going to go just as far as I wanted to go. And then I was going to be able to turn it around and everything be fine. But now I've found myself to be too deep in it to do anything by myself. I realize now that the only way I'm going to get help is if I give it to God. The only way I'm going to get. I tell you what, you say, oh, there's nothing going to change. There's nothing I believe if you're crying. Not only do I believe, but I know with my whole heart tonight. And if you come to this altar and you cry out to Him, He'll give you a new relationship. He'll give you a new zeal. He'll give you a new hunger and thirst. I tell you what, I was studying and reading. Revelation 21:5 said, and it sat upon the throne and said, behold, I make all things new. And it said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. I tell you what, He can make a new relationship. He can make a new marriage. He can make a new financial problem. He can make you a new heart. He can make you a new person. I tell you, He can make all things new tonight. I tell you, if I was in this place and I've run for God long enough, I would call out to Him tonight and say, Lord, here I am. I'm in the fish's belly. I'm as low as I can be. But I'm reaching up my hand that you would pull me out. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. His hand is not too short, Brother Arthur. His hand is not too short. He can't reach out. Oh, it's not too short that He can't reach way down where you at and pull you out. You say, Brother Josh, I know that's what the Bible says. Was in the book of Isaiah, Brother Jim, that it says that. I know that in the Bible it says His heart and hand is not too short. But Brother Arthur, when I was 19 years old and I was down in the pits of sin and I was down into the pits of low and I felt that I was in the pits of hell, I was right on the verge. I was the lowest point you can go. There was no way I'd be able to get help. There was no way the Lord would ever help me. I found out, Brother Arthur, that He reached right through all the mud. He reached all through the seaweeds. He reached right into the fish's mouth. And He reached right there, pulled me out, and brought me into a new man. He gave me a new heart. He washed me white as snow. I tell you tonight, church, I would run to this altar if I've run from Him or disobeyed Him, because He has given us another opportunity tonight. Oh, hallelujah. There is another opportunity. And this is not a fairy tale. This is not just somebody made up. This is something that happened for real, Brother Arthur. He gave old Jonah a second chance. He gave old Jonah another opportunity. Jonah, you run from me the first time. I told you what to do. I told you where you need to go, Brother Jim. I told you exactly what. Everything, I had it all planned out.
And you were supposed to go down there to Nineveh. And you, but you run in the opposite direction. But he came to him again. And he said the same thing. Verse 1 of Jonah chapter 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah. And verse 2 said, arise and go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it, for the wickedness has come up before me. Chapter 3, verse 1, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, rise and go to Nineveh, the great city, and preach unto the preaching I bid thee. Oh, let me tell you something, church. He came to him. He didn't tell him, just because you've been you disobeyed, or you turned your back on me, I'm not going to give you another chance. I'm going to use somebody else. I'm going to care about somebody else. But he told Jonah, he said, the same person that disobeyed, that same person that run, that same person that went in the opposite direction, is the same person. And he came to the second time and said, go back, go to Nineveh. Oh, he told him again, go and preach to them. I'll tell you what, church, he is here tonight. He's pulling for somebody. He's pulling on your heart. And he's saying, oh, you look like you went too far. You don't know how and understand how he can ever love you. But he can reach down tonight and pull you back up. I said there is another opportunity for you tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. He's near tonight. Oh, you say that. How you know, Brother Josh? I feel him in this place. Whew. I said, I feel him in this place. Oh, I've already learned something. Ever since I was 19 years old in the ministry, I've learned when the Lord dealt with my heart on a message. Brother Jim can back me up on this. I know when the Lord deals with me on a message, and I know it's from the Lord. And the devil begins to fight me tooth and toenail, so to speak, and fight me with everything within him. I know it's really the Lord then. Am I right, Brother Jim? That's when you really know that you got something to say to somebody, because the devil don't like it. He wants you to be where you're at. He wants you to stay where you're at. But oh, let me tell you something. There's no doubt in my mind that the Lord gave me this message for somebody here tonight in this place. And I tell you, he is near. I feel him in this place. He is near. Call upon him. Why he is near? Because there is another opportunity.
John chapter 6 verse 37 said, and the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will no wise cast out. I will no wise cast out. He is your bread, church. Oh, he is your life. He is the one that you need. You thirsty tonight, he'll give you something to drink. You hungry tonight, he can give you that. You need something new tonight, he can make all things new. You need a new heart tonight, he can give you a new heart. You need a new relationship tonight, he can give you a new relationship. You need a new marriage tonight, he can give you a new marriage. He can work it out. He can work everything within your marriage now. He can change it and make it a new one. I tell you what, it don't matter what it is. He can make all things new. Let's stand tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Sister Marcy, if you come to the pen. Oh, hallelujah. I feel the Lord in this place. Oh, there is another opportunity. There is another opportunity. You say, Brother Josh, I've been praying. I've been trying to seek the Lord. I've been trying to do better lately. I've tried to work things out. But it seems the harder I try, the worse that it gets. I tell you what, the devil may be telling you it ain't another opportunity. But I feel like with everything within me, and the Lord dealt with my heart to tell somebody, there is another opportunity. Oh, hallelujah. there is another opportunity. Let's everybody bow our heads, close your eyes. Church, pray tonight. Sister Marcia's playing, singing. I feel like somebody in this place tonight, you come. The devil's already told you, you've done too much. You went too far. You've already turned your back on God. Jonah turned his back. Jonah turned his back on God. But he gave him another opportunity. You say, how you know, Brother Josh, that he's going to really give me another opportunity? Because I feel his presence tonight. This place, and he's trying to show you. He's trying to show you that tug you feel on your heart. That tug you feel on your heart right now. He's telling you there is another opportunity. Oh, that we can call upon him. Oh, we can call upon him. Don't matter what you've done. Don't matter how far you went. There is another opportunity. What about it tonight? What about it tonight? I don't feel like I'm even touching the surface of really preaching how great the Lord is. I don't even feel like I've touched the surface of really showing you how bad or how great the Lord wants to give you another opportunity. I feel like I'm failing at really showing you. But if you ain't got nothing that I said tonight, I pray that you see the Lord loves you enough that He's given you, another opportunity. Somebody want to pray in this place tonight? You in this place tonight, you turn your back on God. I tell you, there is another opportunity. These altars is open. These altars is open. We'll pray with you. You come to these altars, we'll pray with you. Because he's giving you another opportunity. We'll be here with you until you get what you need. Come on now.